Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled Christ, Our Liberator, and we're going to understand in hopefully a greater depth what Christ has done for us in some very specific areas. We serve a God of truth, beloved. The word of the Lord says in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 4, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. Praise God. He is a God of truth. Jesus said, He defined Himself by saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. Jesus is the door of the sheepfold, if you will. That's how He described Himself. And in today's world, in the world system, and those who have been influenced and had their minds darkened by the influence of the evil one, because that's exactly what happens. Those who are unsaved, they're under the bondage of the prince of darkness, of the spirit of darkness, the god of this world. Now, they would vehemently deny it. In fact, they say there's no such thing as a devil. However, they are his puppets, and they don't even realize it. This world system does not recognize truth. Everything is relative. And the saddest thing is that that has taken over the realm of ethics and morality. We've totally lost a moral compass in this nation. Politicians can lie, and I declare, I believe they don't even know they're lying. That's such a inveterate habit of theirs. It's a sad disgrace. It's a sad state of affairs that we, in such a short time, and there's always been iniquity, there's always been evil people, beloved, but we have seen such an increase of filth and violence and iniquity in these last several decades that it only causes us to know for certain that truly we are living in the end times. That's what Paul warned Timothy. He says, know that in the end days perilous times shall come. So, beloved, we serve a God of truth, and because He is a God of truth, He desires to have a relationship with His children, and He desires to impart truth to His children. Basically, truth is His word or His will, His stand on a particular subject, how He feels about something. He is King of Kings, and He is Lord of Lords. He's the creator of the universe. He has the final word. Now, there are those, the demons in hell hate that belief, hate that statement, but nonetheless, it is true. Praise God, one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so the Word of God, as we have been graciously given it by the Holy Spirit through holy men of old, they penned 66 different books, different authors, different time periods, with no contrast or no conflict on the themes. There's a coherency throughout the entire Word of God, and that is His love letter to us, His expression of His ways and His character and His will for us. So the truth of the word of God is very precious. His word is precious. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. The psalmist said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. That's Psalm 119, 72 and 162. And Proverbs 23 and 23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Both the Old and the New Covenants require truthfulness. There are two parts to our Bible, the Holy Scriptures, if you will, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, and they were rent asunder, if you will. The Old Covenant came to a pass when Jesus came into the world, and the New Covenant is the result of what Jesus did, sealed with his blood that was shed at Calvary. But both the Old and the New Covenants require truthfulness. Why? Because they're given from the very God of truth. Hear what Zechariah, the 8th chapter, verse 16 says. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace within your gates. And then Ephesians in the New Testament, the 4th chapter, verse 25 says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now let me read Ephesians 4, passages beginning at 11. Through 15, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. You see, maturity is going to bring unity, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect understanding as much as we can in our mortal bodies of the knowledge of Jesus, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Let me stop right there. Why? Because the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, dwells within us, and He gives discernment, he gives understanding, and we can understand the lies, the hypocrisy of sinful, wicked men who try to deceive us. Jesus said there would be false prophets, amen? So, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't have to be afraid. We know the Holy Spirit will alert us. We know and understand and have studied the Word of God, so we know what the truth is. And let me finish that final verse I want to share with you, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise God. So what I want, I've been all this time just laying a foundation, but what I want to do is focus on what it means to speak the truth in love. And over the next several days, I want to share with you two interpretations or ways, if you will, that the Lord has given me of understanding this passage. What does that mean? We say it frequently, oh, we need to speak the truth in love. What does that mean? And we're going to examine in great depth as the Lord gives us the ability. Now, let's begin with the first interpretation or way, if you will, of understanding this passage. We need to speak the truth in love that we can grow up into all things. Remember, I said it's actually, as we speak the truth in love, the maturity is actually facilitated, by this process. In other words, as we are maturing, we will have greater ability and confidence and courage to be able to do that. Because you know what? Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy to speak the truth, and it's not easy to speak the truth in love. But with the Lord's help, we will be able to accomplish this very thing, not being just hearers of the words, but actual doers. So let's look at the first understanding, or at least begin. What does it mean to speak the truth in love? Well, let's look a little more closely at what truth is. Truth is something that's real, actual, not counterfeit, answering to the truth to make it one study. And in this specific passage that we're focusing on, it means to make it one's business to express the reality of love and not to feign it. It implies genuineness, that it's truth as opposed to error, falsehood, or insincerity. All right, let me say that again. It is truth to speak the truth as opposed to error, which is real and actual according to God's standard, and not to be insincere, not to feign it, to be true in what we are conveying. And beloved, love commands involvement, and it will bring forth fruit. Why? Because love and faith without works, of course, we know is dead. So love will initiate love for your neighbor, for your partner, for your spouse, for your children, for your friend, for your spiritual church family that you, wherever you attend. It will enable you in gentleness and meekness to speak the truth in love. If you have true love in your heart, the same kind of love, you know, I've been sharing a lot of things in these last several weeks, but if we will speak the truth in love, the true love of God, to love as Jesus has loved us, then it requires action. And so we will feel compelled by the Holy Spirit to do that. In other words, our behavior, our speech, our attitudes, our actions must be consistent throughout. Praise God. Well, I'm just getting into developing this subject, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow as we continue on. But as these final moments draw to a close, I just want you to know how much I love you and appreciate you. My radio family, I thank you for joining me today. My UCM partners, God bless you. I love you and thank you for your prayers, your financial help. And beloved, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He has a reason for doing that. You may have listened for weeks, months, even years, and never written. If you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, obey, because He has an express purpose for you responding. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,